Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nushi with you. And I'm playing this song for a reason. Because I can't talk to Ryan Aroney with the United Way of Greater Lorain County and not make reference to the fact that he was absolutely robbed of a prize at the Zero Proof Mix-Off just a couple of years ago. But who am I to hold a grudge? I mean, you've known me for a few months now. I'm not much of a grudge guy, am I?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm just saying, if I had a vote that counted, he would have won this thing 15 times over. All right, well, Ryan Aroney is obviously with us here from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, and Ryan is being joined to the hotline by Browns fullback Johnny Stanton as well. Johnny, Ryan, thank you guys both so much for joining us today. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
I'm doing good. Thanks, Paul.
Well, Ryan, we'll start with you. I mean, we have you guys on today to talk about something that you guys are doing, which is really cool, an opportunity to win a virtual hangout with Johnny Stanton, Browns fullback, and support the United Way of Greater Lorain County at the same time. So, Ryan, how exactly does this work?
Yeah, really cool opportunity, like you said. So folks who make a donation to support local COVID-19 relief efforts are then entered into a contest for a chance to win a 30-minute virtual hangout with Browns fullback Johnny Stanton. And Johnny's actually put up a few different things that you can choose from if you win, including a question and answer session, a virtual workout, a gaming session, or a cooking class. And so you go to unitedway.org/hangout, and you choose Johnny Stanton from the list of NFL players, and then you make a donation. It's a minimum of $10. The more donations you make, the more chances you have to win. And then you'll be notified for an opportunity to schedule the virtual hangout between June 1st and 14th.
Now, Johnny, how were you able to get involved with all of this?
Last year, I got to be involved with United Way National Group on their NFL initiative through the NFL Players Association. And it was a really great opportunity to be able to make some great relationships with them. When United Way reached out to me to be able to help out on in this COVID relief effort, being able to work with the Lorain County and with Ryan is was a really great opportunity that I wanted to jump at.
Johnny, we're going to come back around to you because you're offering a virtual workout, cooking class, or video gaming session. We're going to come back to that here in just a moment. But, Ryan, I want to steer this back your direction, too, because the proceeds will support the United Way of Greater Lorain County's United Community Assistance Network, better known as UCAN, a community collaborative. Can you elaborate on that and why that's so important?
Yeah, UCAN is our year-round effort to provide emergency financial assistance to working families when they get in a crisis situation. And typically for us, a crisis that we would see would be a working family who, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, but working really hard and largely are able to make ends meet. But something comes up like an unexpected medical expense maybe, or maybe they miss some work because and they don't have a paid medical leave and they start to fall behind because of a missed paycheck. And things start to spiral, and, you know, they're facing eviction or utility shutoffs. And so what UCAN does is it actually leverages a network of 9 partners and is able to pay those bills and get people back on their feet with a one-stop shop right in their own neighborhood. And then we provide case management to help them get through that crisis and then remain stable and have a plan to not need to come back for any additional help. And that's what UCAN does year-round. And, of course, now in the midst of COVID-19, this is as big of a crisis, if not bigger than any of us have ever seen. And so we've built the system to respond. We're prepared to meet the challenge. And we know that UCAN will be the way for us here in Lorain County for United Way to respond. And we're gonna have to serve more people. And the cost of the bills that we have to pay is going to be greater. So that's the challenge for us to rise up and do. And that's where a really cool fundraiser opportunity like this virtual hangout comes in. It helps us raise more money to meet the added need in the community.
Ryan Aroney with the United Way of Greater Lorain County, and Browns fullback Johnny Stanton joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, Johnny, we mentioned we'd throw this back your direction. You're offering a virtual workout, a cooking class, or a video gaming session as a part of all this. So Rocco and I are pretty big gamers. We've got to ask you, what's your video game of choice?
Oh, man. I wish I could say I'm good at any kind of first-person shooter, but I've never been good at any of them. I like playing them. I want to be able to start playing some Call of Duty Warzone with some friends, but I haven't quite gotten on that yet because I've been playing a lot of... on the Nintendo Switch, I've been playing Animal Crossing, which is just very addictive and a fun daily game to play.
What'd you name your island?
Gullywood. It was just the best thing I could think of after about 30 minutes of brainstorming.
Gullywood? Is that what you said?
Gullywood.
Oh, Gullywood. Oh, okay. All right.
It's absolutely nothing. It's yeah.
Well, Rocco's not one to toot his own horn, so I'll toot his horn for him. He's pretty darn good at Warzone and Plunder. I played with this guy a few times. He's pretty darn good. So he's a guy you want to kind of latch on to because he'll carry your team in most cases. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'll
have to jump on the sticks at some point with you.
All right. Awesome.
Now, we threw those other two options out there. I mean, it's either a video gaming session, a cooking class, or a virtual workout. Johnny, I've got to ask, if it's a cooking class, do you have a secret recipe you might be able to unveil?
I'll be honest, I'll probably have to look up a recipe, but I do have a little bit of cooking experience. I know that a lot of people have been picking it up during quarantine. I'm not any different. Last couple of years, I've if I'm doing a date for my girlfriend or something like that, or just feel like treating myself better than just warming up a takeout food or one of my meal prep stuff. I'll cook something nice. I'll have to think of something real good and make sure I make it beforehand too, to make sure that I'm an expert at it.
Do you have a preference here of these three? I mean, would you prefer a workout, a cooking class, or a video gaming session? Or is there one that might be a little bit easier for you to conduct than the other?
I think I'll be able to prepare for any of them. To be honest, I think, if whoever wins the raffle has a different idea, I'm more than open to it. I think any of them could be fun. I think cooking session could be a little bit interesting and kind of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, cooking classes always seem so fun on the surface, and then when you do it, you realize
That's
how
true.
Hard it is. And of them are pretty creative, but this is all for a terrific cause, and I know you're really excited about doing this, and it really is cool that you're putting yourself out there to be a part of this virtual experience. And I mean, it's crazy how things have changed over the last couple of months here, because now we've kind of had to get creative with the way that we do things. But I know that it's got to be a lot of fun for you, Johnny, as well, to be involved with this and be involved with the United Way of Greater Lorain County as well.
Absolutely. It's very fun. I was able to make a fun little video to be able to promote it. My social media, I'm able to, if you go to my Twitter, if you go to my Instagram, you'll be able to find the link to the website and be able to find me on there. But the guys over at United Way and United Way Lorain County have been extremely helpful, and I'm really happy to have made this relationship with you, you Ryan, and everybody else there.
Well, before we let you guys go, two things I want to hit on here, and Ryan will bring this back your direction. How can our listeners get involved, or how can they find out more information about this entire process and find out how they can go about getting involved in that bidding process so that they can win this virtual workout, cooking class, or gaming session with Johnny Stanton?
Yeah, Johnny mentioned social media, and both Johnny's social media and ours at UW Lorain County. You can find information. We're constantly posting fun updates about this. But also you can just go right to the website, which is unitedway.org/hangout. And it lists, I think there's a couple dozen NFL players that are taking part in this across the league, across the country, and Johnny Stanton is one of those. So unitedway.org/hangout. If you click on Johnny Stanton, it'll give you the breakdown of what's available and then how to make a donation. There's an easy button right there to click on. In intervals of 10, you can make donations and kind of earn more entries into the contest with each $10 donation. So, again, a lot of fun, a really good cause, and what I've said to Johnny is how much I appreciate this. It's a really once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to engage with a current professional football player who happens to be a member of, you know, the Cleveland Browns, everybody's favorite team here in Northeast Ohio. So even if this wasn't coming back to United Way or to Lorain County for COVID-19 relief, I would just encourage everybody to do it. How cool of an opportunity is this? And it's icing on the cake that it's going to a really good cause.
Yeah, absolutely. A really cool event, like you said, going towards a great cause. Johnny, I have to sneak one more question in your way. Have you sent the application into Twitter to get yourself verified yet? You got to get that blue check mark next to your name.
Man, I don't know the first thing about trying to get verified. I know that coming out of college, I was able to get on Instagram, and it's been a couple of years since then, and still nothing on Twitter. I don't know. I might have to talk to somebody.
There you go.
It's not a huge deal, though.
Hey, we could pull some strings and see if we can't make that happen. Now, Johnny, I don't know how often you've interacted with Ryan, but he is a dead ringer for Vanilla Ice. We played the song coming out of the break because a couple of years ago, he dressed up as Vanilla Ice at a wonderful event that takes place every December at Lorain County Community College. The Lorain County Department of Public Health always puts on the Zero Proof Mix-Off. Ryan was decked out, came up with this drink called Stop, Collaborate, and Listen. I'm not letting this go because they should have won an award that year and they didn't. So I don't know how much you've interacted with Ryan, but the guy is a dead ringer for Vanilla Ice. And Ryan knows this because Ryan will tell you, I've never let that go, that they never won 2 years ago, which I still think Lorain County Public Health, Ryan, has some making up to do, don't you?
I so appreciate you continuing to fight the good fight because we, you know, hey, I love Lorain County Public Health and everything they stand for, and they're really good partners of ours. But, you know, they just dropped the ball on that one. We clearly were the best, theme that year. And there's still some photos floating around of the Vanilla Ice costume. So maybe I'll, Johnny, maybe I'll text you that so you can see. But it was a lot of fun I appreciate you bringing it up because I also don't let our friends at Lorain County Public Health forget.
Hey, they are friends of ours as well, and we kid because we love. That's all we can say about that. Well, hopefully our listeners were able to stop, collaborate, and listen, and they'll get online, and they will be able to put in bids for this outstanding experience. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun for whoever wins, whether they're working out, cooking, or sitting down for a good old gaming session. It'll be a lot of fun. Ryan, Johnny, thank you guys both so much for stopping by and giving us a few moments of your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you guys again. That's Ryan Aroney with the United Way of Greater Lorain County and Browns fullback Johnny Stanton joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.